This is Fresh Air. Doug Street is an imposter from Detroit. He's passed himself off as a surgeon, a Yale student, a Time magazine reporter, and an attorney. While he was serving time in prison, a young filmmaker and actor named Wendell Harris read an article about Street and decided to make a film based on his exploits. Harris wrote, directed, and stars in the new independent feature Chameleon Street. Harris describes the movie as a black, black comedy. Chameleon Street won the grand prize at the 1990 Sundance Film Festival. It opens this week at New York's Film Forum. In this scene, Street is in prison, trying to psychologically outwit the prison psychiatrist who is examining him.
This is all just a vacation to you, isn't it?
Prison, a vacation?
To you, yes. It's all part of your grand design.
My grand design?
You laugh.
You funny. Does it say in your folder there what my grand design is? Have you got the blueprints?
Has anyone ever told you your sense of sarcasm is extremely strong?
Oh, yeah. Has anyone ever told you that white people who get caught in the rain smell exactly like wet dogs? This is fact, believe it or not.
You like to use humor as a smokescreen.
Look, I'm so far ahead of you. I know what you're about to say. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're writing on those evaluation papers. I know that you're wearing an incredibly cheap toupee. I mean, I could sit here and punch all the right buttons and make you think you're a genius for correctly analyzing this complex, exotic, notorious Negro. But, notorious Negro. That'd be a good name for my autobiography.
Did you identify with the story of Street when you first came across it?
I identified with the quality that Doug Street constantly manifests, which is moving between one level of society to another, or from one job description to another, from one set of circumstances to another. You know, if you are moving from Detroit Tiger rookie to Time magazine reporter to attorney to physician, each one of those has a specific milieu. And, you know, the fact that he could move within these circles and be accepted and be liked. That's the amazing thing about Doug. He performs whatever task is necessary successfully, and those he performs around, those he is fooling, are always enamored of him, always charmed by him.
Now, when you approached him telling him that you wanted to make a movie based on his life, he was still in jail?
Exactly.
Now, did he want to play himself?
Yes, he did. And that issue he brought up for a few months after we first met. But he also has plans for making Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man into a film, and he wants to play that part, which he sees as a metaphor for his soul.
And he wants you to help him produce it, probably.
Well, he has asked that, but, you know, like I say to everybody who approaches me with filmmaking ideas, you know, have you got a script, or is it just an idea?
Did he try to con you in any way during the period of making the movie?
Con us in any way?
Mm-hmm. To use his gifts as a chameleon and con man.
Doug Street's game is not conducive to being worked upon by a film crew that is doing his life story. He works in the real world, in the marketplace, and he laughed at the end of our first interview by saying that he didn't think he was going to be able to ever really resume his career again. Now, you know, having said that, let me say that throughout Doug's career, which began in 1971, Doug has said that many times.
Well, he's always continued to use his real name even after he's been exposed.
What's more than that, he's always gone back to Detroit.
Oh, great. So, well, people are really likely to know him.
Well, you know, you would think so, but like it says in the film,
people are stupid. People forget.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People forget. And he depends on that. He's back in Detroit right now as we speak.
Now, how do you see his story different from the way Doug Street sees his story?
I don't really know exactly how Doug sees his story, except that I believe he sees himself to be the victim hero of his story.
And do you see him that way, too?
I see Doug as being the protagonist of Chameleon Street. And, you know, if being a protagonist has to do with, you know, leading your own life. Doug has certainly led his own life. Doug has made the choices, and Doug has executed the moves, and he has executed the moves flawlessly. The only times he has been tripped up have been Social Security checks or some high school buddy exposes him. So, and that's how I would answer that.
My guest is independent filmmaker Wendell Harris. He wrote, directed, and stars in the new comedy Chameleon Street, based on the exploits of a Detroit imposter named Doug Street. More after the short break. This is Fresh Air. Filmmaker Wendell Harris is my guest. His new film Chameleon Street opens this week in New York.
Now, I read that one movie company wanted to remake the movie, but with Arsenio Hall in the lead instead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what was exactly the story there? Had the movie been made? Had they just seen the script?
Well, they came to New York, actually, and they saw the film, Warner Brothers, at the IFP, the Independent Film Market, and that's when they began wooing us for the remake rights, the option to the remake rights. And at that time, yes, Arsenio Hall was being considered, but then he signed a 4-year contract with Paramount, renewing his Paramount relationship, and they now have settled on, or they're considering, they're talking, they're negotiating with Will Smith to play Street.
Well, how do you feel about this? I mean, your movie's really good. Do you really want to see it? Do you want to see it remade? Are you both flattered and insulted by this offer?
Well, I'm ambivalent, except for the money that we got for the deal.
Oh, sure.
You know, remakes, I believe in remakes. I believe in sequels. The only thing that is somewhat strange, never before has a major Hollywood studio bought a film for remake rights before it's been distributed. But why not?
Now, the executive producers on the movie were your mother and your brother, and I understand that there was some family money that went into it. I imagine you used some credit cards as well. I think you refinanced your home, is that right, to put money in?
How did you get all this inside information?
Well, I had to tell you, this is in your press kit.
Yeah, well, all of our financial resources have gone into this film.
Uh-huh.
As you can imagine, something that would take 6 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, $2 million, not much to Warner Brothers or Paramount, but it was the world to the Harris family and Prismatic Images. And although we have, you know, many investors who bought shares at $25,000 a share, our, you know, cash input is substantial.
You really have to believe in yourself to go up to people and ask them to, you know, pop down $25,000 to invest in your movie.
Yeah, you know, frankly, as I look back at it now, maybe this is too much reality for your audience, but frankly, at the moment, I'm burned out. I'm totally burned out. And it's like, you work and you work in order to fulfill the vision. And then after you have fulfilled the vision, which is a tricky enough proposition as it is, after you've got the film completed and you recognize it as being something close to what you set out to achieve, then the business that takes over. And somebody said in Flint that instead of calling it show business, they should call it business show. Because without the business, there is no show. And, you know, I am no stranger to the issue of filmmaking. I thought I had an idea about what it would take. But just like we thought we could raise $2 million in 6 months, and it took 4 years, we thought we could make the film in 2 to 3 years, and it ends up taking 7. It leaves you exhausted.
If I may speak in stereotypes for a second, you really have the voice of a classical actor.
Oh, you may speak that way.
I know you studied with John Houseman, but did you prepare yourself for a classical career?
Well, I will say that I remember very clearly in 7th grade coming across the Kittredge Shakespeare editions at Whittier Junior High School in Flint, Michigan. And from that moment on, I knew that I would be working, at the very least, in Shakespeare, as far as expanding one's classical vision. Then, of course, everything fell in after that. Everybody from Ibsen and Strindberg to Leroy Jones, Imamu Amiri Baraka, or Jean Genet, world drama opened up.
But by doing your own movies, in a way, you're getting further away from that.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, your work is new. It's not part of the classics.
Oh, you know, the thing about a filmmaker or an actor is that one moves from project to project. And you see, you want to have the freedom, just like Doug Street, you want to have the freedom to move from role to role, and Chameleon Street should give me the platform to move to over here or over there, or just like Doug.
Now, you grew up in...
I would be much further away, let's say, from performing the lead in Othello at Stratford up in Ontario. I'd be much further away if Chameleon Street didn't exist.
And one last thing. You grew up in Flint, Michigan. I don't know what your parents did or what kind of neighborhood you're from or anything, but I was wondering if you read a lot more than a lot of your friends did, or if you had a lot of friends or family who shared any of your artistic aspirations.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Exactly it.
You read more than the people around you did?
Well, you mean the kids my age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did that make you the outsider? Were you mocked for reading a lot? Kids who read a lot are sometimes mocked by other kids.
I do recall that there was a phase in junior high when I was reading a lot of Rod McEwen.
Oh, no.
Listen to the Worm. A lot of Rod McEwen. And this is around the time, like, on this, you know, what, 66, 67, 68. And reading poets in general. That's how I spent my youth, in a room, writing or reading. And since you spend all the time there, there's not that much reaction because you're not around the kids except during, you know, class hours. So when you build your own world, you can always hide in it.
Wendell Harris wrote, directed, and stars in the new comedy Chameleon Street. It opens Wednesday at the Film Forum in New York, where it will run for 2 weeks. This is Fresh Air.